Houston, this is Tranquility. We're standing by for a go for a cabin depress. Over.
Tranquility Base, this is Houston. You are go for cabin depressurization. Go for cabin depressurization.
The hatch is coming open. Okay, Houston, I'm on the porch.
Roger, Neil. And we're getting a picture on the TV. Okay, Neil, we can see you coming down the ladder now.
I'm at the foot of the ladder. I'm going to step off the limb now. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Hello, this is John Savage, and that was a recording from the first moonwalk. It was Neil Armstrong's words as he stepped on the moon on the 20th of July 1969, just over 40 years ago. And this is the first of three programs about the moon, about moon songs. Why the moon? Because it's to do with the subconscious, because it's beautiful, because it's been a pop staple since the late years of the 19th century. I'm also fascinated by the full moon and the way that it affects people and their behaviour. So the first track we're going to have is by Eden Arbez, who is the man who wrote Nature Boy for Nat King Cole. He was one of the first hippies. And this is a track from his 1960 album, ambient album, for Delphi Records in California, called Eden's Island, and it's called Full Moon. It will be followed by The Grateful Dead from their 1969 album, Aoxamoxoa, which is a palindrome in that it's the same backwards as it is forwards, and it's called Mountains of the Moon.
To live in an old shack by the sea and breathe the sweet salt air. To live with the dawn and the dusk, the new moon and the full moon, the tides, the wind, and the rain. To surf and comb the beach and gather seashells and driftwood and know the thrill of loneliness and lose all sense of time and be free. To hike over the island to the village and visit the marketplace and enjoy the music and the food and the people, and do a little trading, and see the great ships come and go, and man have me a ball. And in the evening, when the sky is on fire, heaven and earth become my great open cathedral, where all men are brothers, where all things are bound by law and crowned with love. Poor, alone, and happy, I walk by the surf and make a fire on the beach. And as darkness covers the face of the deep, lie down in the wild grass and dream the dream that the dreamers dream. I am the wind, the sea, the evening star. I am everyone, anyone. Noah.
Cold daughter, the jade merchant's daughter. Mountains of the moon, Electra bow and bend to me. I hold the carrion crow, folly rolly riddle. I hold the carrion crow, bow and bend to me. Hey, Tom Banjo. Hey, Aloro. More than laurel you may sow. More than laurel you may sow. Hey, the laurel, hey, the city in the rain. Hey, 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 the wild weed waving in the wind. Degrees of solitude, 20 degrees in all. All the dancing kings and wives assembled in the hall. Lost is the long and loneliest time, very simple flying. All along the mountains of the moon. Hey, Tom Banjo, it's time to matter. The earth will see you on through this time. King's daughter, did you know? Clothed in tatters, always will be Tom. Where did you go? Mountains of the moon, Electra mountains of the moon. All along the mountains of the moon. I hold the carrion crow, Baldi Raldi Riddle. I hold the carrion crow, bow and bend to me. Bend to me.
Mountains of the Moon by the Grateful Dead. We're going to have a trio now of psychedelic songs about the moon. The first one is by the Rolling Stones, still in their psychedelic phase from the flip of Jumping Jack Flash, and it's called Child of the Moon. The next track is by Captain Beefheart and was recorded in late 65, early 66 for A&M Records and was one of his singles that was released on that label, and it's called Moonchild. And the final track is very well known. It's by The Doors from their Great Strange Days album. And it's the record that persuaded Ray Manzarek to form a group with Jim Morrison. And it's called Moonlight Drive.
Child of the moon,
sheep's
Moonlight Drive by The Doors. Before that, you heard Moonchild by Captain Beefheart and Child of the Moon by The Rolling Stones. We're staying in the late 60s, briefly. For some reason, the moon, maybe it's to do with the unconscious, with the tides, with water, with the shadow side, has been very much favoured by dreamy lounge music and by psychedelia, and also very romantic pop songs. And we're sticking with psychedelia. And we begin probably by the last great record the Nice ever did, more famed for their classical rock workouts, which I find rather tedious. But this is the B-side of their version of Leonard Bernstein's America. And it's a fantastic psychedelic song, and it's called Diamond Hard Blue Apples of the Moon. That was Diamond Hard Blue Apples of the Moon by The Nice. And the next song is by Canned Heat, a very underrated group who produced many fabulous singles in the late 60s. The song is by Al Wilson, probably their most talented member, who worked with John Fahey and sang on their hits like Going Up the Country. And this is called Poor Moon. And it's followed by a song by My Bloody Valentine, from their most swoony period, called Moonsong.
And it's sad to say, you won't shine so bright someday. I bet you've seen the cloud we made that covers up LA. I wonder if you might be mine, a shroud like that someday.
Savage Music with John Savage.
That was Moonsong by My Bloody Valentine, one of the best rock groups of the last 20 years. And pretty swoony. Yeah, that's what the moon does. Makes you feel weird. Puts you in touch with the shadow side. Gives you another slant on life. And Moonlight on Water is incredibly beautiful. And so we're moving to a long track from the early 90s, which was the time when ambient music really came to the fore, much underrated and maligned genre. And this is called Moonwater, and it was on RNS Records, and it's recorded by, spookily enough, Moonwater. Thank you. That was Moonwater by Moonwater. Another contemporary record about the moon is by the San Franciscan psychedelic group called Wooden Ships, who released a couple of albums and two or three terrific early singles. This is from their first record, a 10-inch, and it's called Shrinking Moon for You by Wooden Ships, and that's with the J, by the way. We'll be right back. was Shrinking Moon for You by Wooden Ships, and we're now going to a brace of songs from the early to mid-60s. The first is by a Scottish beat group called The Poets, who were one of the most extraordinary and underrated beat groups from the early to mid-60s. Their first record was recorded with Andrew Lugoldham, Stones' manager, and was called We're Through. And this is from their third single. It's called I'll Cry With The Moon, and it gives you a very good idea of their modal 12-string strange sound. And it's followed by a classic of the early 60s doo-wop revival, very well-known song, but it's still great, by the Capris, called There's A Moon Out Tonight.
When the sun is shining, you don't matter much. Sunshine keeps me smiling, keeps you out of touch. I live for the morning and afternoon, for when the evening comes, I cry with the moon. I see children playing, it helps me to forget. I find myself saying that we've never met. But the day doesn't last for long, and the nightingale's tune reminds me that night is here, and I cry with the moon. Even in dreams, tears don't go away. Or in my dreams it seems there is never day.
Because there's a moon out tonight. Oh, there's a moon.
That was the Caprice from the first doo-wop revival in the early 60s with There's a Moon Out Tonight, a classic pop staple. And it was preceded by The Poets, one of the best Scottish groups ever from the mid-60s, managed by Andrew Lew Goldham, Stone's manager. And that's a single from 1965 called I'll Cry With the Moon. That's nearly the end of our first show about moon songs. I'm John Savage. This is Byte FM. I'll see you next week. And we're going to play out with two songs. The first is by Sun Ra and his orchestra, of course. It's a single from 1969, and it's called Saturn Moon. The final track is by Voice of the Seven Woods, also known as Rick Tomlinson. He's a Manchester musician who's made many wonderful records. He's working today playing acoustic, and this is a track from his first album called The Journey. And it's called Breaking Moonlight. I'll see you next week. Bye. Thank you.